Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And this is Winnie. Joe, I'm going to ask you a really deep question.
Deep question.
To be honest.
Okay, I'm a little bit nervous now. Okay, what's the question?
Have you ever felt lonely?
Lonely, yeah. I think everybody does.
Yeah.
From time to time,
That's true.
If you're by yourself for a longer period of time, and it's different for everybody. You might start to feel lonely, like you want some company, you want to talk to other people. I think it's a very normal feeling.
So what would you do? What do you usually do when you feel lonely?
If I feel lonely, like if I really want somebody to talk to, it's easy now. I mean, you can pick up the phone.
If nobody answers your phone?
Then I'm in trouble. I don't know. Like if I go through, like, say, Facebook, send some people some messages saying, hey, let's get together. If I really can't find anybody... you can interact with people, like, through video games, like, you can play online, talk to people there. There's a lot more opportunities to not be lonely today, I think, than there were before we had all this technology. So I think it's different now, but feeling lonely, I think, is still very normal.
So what if I told you if you were in a world where nobody could hear you reply you.
Oh, that's scary. And
right?
I think that's kind of what we're talking about today. We're talking about not a person that's in that situation, but it's a
whale.
A whale, yes. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the loneliest whale in the world today. So let's go through today's article and find out why is this whale so lonely.
Reading.
The Mystery of the World's Loneliest Whale. In the depths of the North Pacific, a whale calls out again and again. It crosses the ocean in search of company, yet its song is neither heard nor returned. That's because this creature's 52 hertz call is at such an unusual frequency that no other whale shares or recognizes it. Commonly called the world's loneliest whale, this animal searches for a mate year after year. Though scientists are sure the call belongs to a whale, the creature remains an unknown and unidentified species. In fact, the whale seems to be one of nature's mysteries. Though its song has been tracked since 1989, scientists have never seen the animal. The lonely creature has captured the interest of not only scientists, but also celebrated artists. For example, it influenced the famed Taiwanese pop singer, Chir Chen. Chen teamed up with two other musicians to create an album titled 52 Hertz. The album also features a song by the same name. However, though the whale has become more and more popular, today it likely continues its journey alone.
Our article starts off today by saying, in the depths of the North Pacific, a whale calls out again and again. So we're in the North Pacific, so we have the Pacific Ocean, which you guys should be familiar with because we're very, very close
to
it.
We're right next to it,
right next door. But this is the North Pacific, so we're going farther north towards the Arctic Circle up around there. And we're meeting a whale that's calling out again and again. And we're in the depths, so it means we're going down deep into the deep ocean waters.
The depth 在这里是指海洋的深处，那是指哪一片海洋呢？就是我们的邻居太平洋。不过这也是指北太平洋 North Pacific. You might be curious why it calls out again and again. So the article keeps explaining by saying it crosses the ocean in search of company, yet its song is neither heard nor returned.
Okay, so it's calling out again and again with its whale song. Whales kind of sound like they're singing when they're trying to communicate with each other, or when they are communicating with each other. But there's nothing coming back, so nobody's hearing it. No whales are hearing the call, and it's not being returned here. You know, when you return a call, you call somebody back. So this whale is saying a lot, but nobody, no whales are saying anything in return to this whale. That's sad. That is just sad. Yeah. It's up there swimming around, calling out, saying, anybody? Is anybody home? Anybody?
No.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So that's where we are so far.
这里我们看到 in search of 这个常见的片语，平常同学认识的 search 是当动词，表示寻找、搜寻的意思。这里呢 ，search 是个名词，常常就是搭配这样 in search of something or somebody， 表示寻找某人事物。比如 ，San Francisco was popular back in the 19th century when people came in search of gold.等于 people came to search for gold， 就是其实这样可以互换的。另外呢，文章我们看到 neither A nor B， 也就是大家这个大考很爱考的文法啦。neither A nor B 在文法里，这个文章在表示呢，不是 A 也不是 B， 既不是 A 也不是 B， 是个连接词，意思呢就是。A 和 B 的词性、时态甚至结构都得是一样的。Can you make us an example sentence with neither A nor B?
We could say that it is neither hot nor cold outside today. So the temperature is not too high, not too low.
Hot or cold 都得用两个形容词。你也可以说 neither Mandy nor her boyfriend drinks coffee. So we should get tea instead. 如果你的 A 和 B 是人的话，所以你的 A 是人 ，B 也得是个人。所以 neither Mandy nor her boyfriend， 其他类似呢，就是要搭配其他类似的连接词，也像是 either A or B， 或者反义的 both A and B 等等的，就是两者，这个 A 和 B 都要是一致的词性。So back to the article. Why is the whale neither heard or replied?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I mean, is this whale rude? Does he smell bad? Does nobody like him? Why is nobody calling him back? Okay, yeah. I guess it's not to do with its personality or anything it does. It's a whale. So it has to do with the call here, it says. It says that's because this creature's 52 hertz call is at such an unusual frequency that no other whale shares or recognizes it. So we're calling this whale a creature. A creature is a living thing. Mm-hmm. Usually we would describe like an animal or a mammal as a creature, which whales are. Whales are mammals, just like you and me. And this whale, this creature, has an unusual frequency.To its call. The frequency refers to sound waves. Sound waves that we're talking about. That's when we're talking about frequency. And so it's really weird. It's unusual. So no other whale will recognize it. So this whale is calling out and no other whale says, oh, that's a whale. I should call back. I should say something to this other whale. No, they just don't recognize it. They don't know what that is.
Creature 这个字很常看到啦，意思就是生物。刚刚也就是说像我们哺乳类Mammals， 所有这个动物啊都可以用 creature 这个字代指，就是甚至是不知名的也可以用 the unknown creature， 就是不知名，不知道是什么东西，你也可以用 creature 这个字来指。那这个里呢讲到这个生物呢，它的叫声只有52赫兹，那你看到赫兹就是那个音频的单位，就是一个很不常见的频率，所以呢 at this frequency no other whales can hear it or recognize it。
Here we saw the word recognize. So no other whales are recognizing the frequency at which this whale is trying to communicate. If you recognize someone or something, it means that thing is familiar to you and that you can identify it. So that's what it means when we say to recognize someone or something.
Recognize 是个动词，意思是辨识或是认识。比如上次我跟我朋友在路上遇到一个明星 ，I couldn't recognize the celebrity because she didn't put on makeup， 就是我认不出来，因为她没有上妆。那我们就不要提示哪一个明星好了。Recognize 呢还有很多其他的意思，比如说承认也是一个很常见的用法。比如说 Taiwan is not recognized as a country internationally.
By some countries it is. By a few, somewhere around 20 countries or so, recognize it as a country.
在国际上，台湾只有少数的国家有承认我们是个独立的国家，这个也是常见的用法。So other whales can hear it, or they don't even know it.
It sounds like they can hear it, but they don't recognize it as being a whale. It's just some...weird, strange other sound to them.
That must be very lonely. Imagine when you are talking to somebody, but nobody could answer you.
Imagine if you were walking down the street, speaking to people, mm-hmm. but the sounds you were making, people didn't even recognize those as being human sounds. So nobody would speak to you. It'd be like you were a dog barking at them, or a cat going meow, meow. And people were like, why is this person meowing at me? I don't understand. So that's kind of what it's like for this whale swimming around, communicating with this unusual frequency. Now, let's get back to the article, which goes on to say, commonly called the world's loneliest whale, this animal searches for a mate year after year. I thought it couldn't get any sadder, and it just did. It just got sadder than before. So this whale is not only lonely, but he's looking for a mate. Okay, so this animal is searching for a member of the opposite sex so they can have children, they can have a baby together, create a baby whale. But nobody knows this is a whale calling out. So kind of hard to get a date if you can't communicate. Communicating is a big part of a successful relationship. So this whale is kind of out of luck.
这句呢是一个我们很常见的分词构句，因为主词一样，所以我们可以省略主词，然后呢两句中间的连接词也可以省略。不过呢，我们还原就会可以看懂 ，This animal is commonly called the world's loneliest whale since it searches for a mate year after year， 就是每年它都在找它的伴侣，所以呢它是被称作世界上最孤单的鲸鱼。
It is sad. Yeah, this whale, it truly is lonely. Looking for a mate, can't find love, can't find any other whales.
Yeah.
Can't find anything, really. And it says next in the article, though scientists are sure the call belongs to a whale. So they know this is a whale calling out. The creature remains an unknown and unidentified species. So remains means something stays a certain way in the condition that it is in now. So this whale is unknown. They don't know what kind of whale it is.
It's still a whale.
It's a whale, but they
don't know what kind.
They don't know what kind of whale. There's lots of different kinds of whales in the sea. There's, you know, orca whales, there's humpback whales, there's gray whales, there's narwhals, there's all kinds of whales.
Okay, just many different kinds of whales.
We can simplify it. There's just many different kinds of whales. Scientists aren't sure what kind of whale this is. So this leads us to believe that they haven't actually seen it yet. They've just heard the call coming out, and they know that this whale is on its own. It's by itself somewhere down there in the depths.
虽然我们说它是世界上最孤单的鲸鱼，而且 scientists 科学家呢也很确定这个叫声是来自一种鲸鱼。不过呢，这个生物 remain 维持保持，同学们有没有发现它跟 keep 和 stay 一样是个连缀动词？连缀动词呢，就是后面连可以加上直接加上形容词或是名词等等作为受词补语。例如啦，像在飞机上你一定也听过空姐广播会说：“嘿、，please remain。” And seated until all the lights are on. Seated 在这里就是形容词，表示坐下的，或是啊，像文章里面是 remain an unknown creature， 就是一个名词片语。It remains an unknown and unidentified species.
Next, let's have a look at the word species. Now, this is a word that scientists or biologists will use when they are trying to classify different types of creatures, which is another word that we saw today. So they will put them in different categories according to what they look like or other characteristics, other parts of them, and they will give them special names. And those names are those of their species. So like I said, there's all different types of whales, and the different species are classified or grouped according to, say, their size or their behavior or different things like that. So the orcas are a different species, the blue whales are a different species, and so on.
And this is an unidentified.
Unidentified, which just means we don't exactly know which kind of whale or which species this one is.
Identify 本身呢就是辨识，加上 UN， 然后再变形成形，在后面加上 IED 的 四维就变成无法辨识，不能辨识的意思啦。所以不能辨识的什么呢？ Species 呢，它是一个名词，不过不要看它后面有个 s 就以为它是复数、哦、它其实单复数都是长这样， Species 就是物种的意思。比如说啊，常见会搭配说 Endangered Species 就是濒临绝种的物种，或是呢 A Rare Species 稀有物种，那相反的就是 A Common Species 常见的物种啦，可以搭配很多不同的形容词。 So the call is not only unusual but also mysterious.
Yes, it is a bit of a mystery that、mm-hmm. we are still trying to solve. In fact, the whale seems to be one of nature's mysteries. Yes, a mystery is some sort of problem or something we can't solve. We don't know what exactly happened or is happening right now. You know, police will often have to solve a、mm-hmm. mystery. Like if somebody robbed a bank and we don't know who did it or why, that's a mystery. Or if somebody got murdered, that's a mystery too.
We don't know the killer.
We don't know who the killer is, then、mm-hmm. that's a mystery. This is a mystery because we don't know exactly what this creature is. And we're still trying to figure it out. We know it's probably a whale, but we don't know what kind it is. And, you know, what makes it have this unusual、mm-hmm. call?、
Yeah.
What caused that? That's a mystery too.
What about his parents?
Maybe he,、
right?
his parents...didn't take care of him, his mother didn't love him enough, his parents never talked
okay,
to him.
Okay, too much.
Okay, too I'm just throwing ideas out、
okay.
there.
所以呢，这叫声不仅很不寻常，只有他自己听得到这个频率，而且呢，其实也不确定到底是来自哪种鲸鱼。所以啊，文章就接着说 It's one of nature's mysteries. 这里呢 mystery 就是指、神秘啊、迷家啊、那种无法 解释的事情等等。那像这个刚刚 Winnie 有提到这个形容词是 mysterious Mysterious 形容词表示神秘的，比如啊 a mysterious man 一个神秘的男子，或者呢 mystery 你也可以把它放在句子里，比如说 after all these years the scientists still couldn't solve the mystery of the cornfields.
Mystery of the cornfield, that sounds really weird.
好几年过去，他这个科学家还是没办法解释玉米田的神秘现象。 Next the article says though its song hasBeen tracked since 1989, scientists have never seen the animal.
Okay, so that's why we don't know exactly、mm-hmm. what it is. Like、
that's、
I was saying,
it's a mystery.
Yeah, that's why it's a mystery. They've、mm-hmm. never actually seen it. Next, it goes on to say the lonely creature has captured the interest of not only scientists, but also celebrated artists. Okay, captured the interest of just means something appears interesting to.People. So artists have said, wow, that's interesting. There's this lonely creature out there. It makes them want to pay attention to it.
这里我们又看到这个稍早看到的文法跟 neither A nor B 一样，记得吗？ Not only A but also B， 这里的 A 和 B 也是两个性质要完全一样哦。所以我们看到 not only scientists but also celebrated artist， 这是两个名词组。所以啊，不管是科学家或者是知名的艺术家，都对这样的神秘的生物很感兴趣。
The article goes on to say, for example, it influenced the famed Taiwanese pop singer Chia Chen. She's really famous and has many fans all over the country, which means she is a famed pop singer. That's what it means to be famed. It just means a lot of people know you.
Fame 这个形容词其实跟 famous 很像，就是有名气的、有名声，也就是 well known， 对不对？ The famous singer 当然就是你也可以换成 the famed director 等等都可以。So the lonely whale influenced her means that it was the inspiration.
Yes, that's right. It inspired her to write a song, and it says Chen teamed up with two other musicians to create an album titled 52HZ. 52HZ, HZ means hertz. That's the frequency, and it's the same frequency as this whale's call. Team up with just means that you work together with、mm-hmm. at least one other person, or perhaps、a group of people.、
Mm.
Lastly, the article says the album also features a song by the same name, so the same as the title. However, though the whale has become more and more popular, today it likely continues its journey alone.
So 它还是维持单身，它这趟人生旅程可能还是得维持一个人。Oh, that's sad.
Well, he's out there, he's by himself. Hopefully, he doesn't mind being alone too much.
Yeah.
Because it seems that's just a...、 his destiny. That's the way it's going to be. We're almost out of time for today. Before we leave you, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat is, what other animals make interesting sounds? Why do they make these sounds?
There's one species of monkey called a howler monkey.
Howler.
And they make this really low, deep sort of growling sound.
Cool.
Look it up. I can't even do the sound, but look it up on YouTube. Just type in howler monkey. You will not be sorry. It's weird. They make this sound to do everything. It's like just having a normal conversation, but super scary. It just sounds it's interesting. I'm sure it's not scary to them, but you guys can have a chat about this as well. What kind of animals make these unique sort of sounds? We're out of time for today, so until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
The mystery of the world's loneliest whale. In the depths of the North Pacific, a whale calls out again and again. It crosses the ocean in search of company, yet its song is neither heard nor returned. That's because this creature's 52 hertz call is at such an unusual frequency that no other whale shares or recognizes it. Commonly called the world's loneliest whale, this animal searches for a mate year after year. Though scientists are sure the call belongs to a whale, the creature remains an unknown and unidentified species. In fact, the whale seems to be one of nature's mysteries. Though its song has been tracked since 1989, scientists have never seen the animal. The lonely creature has captured the interest of not only scientists, but also celebrated artists. For example, it influenced the famed Taiwanese pop singer, Chir Chen. Chen teamed up with two other musicians to create an album titled 52 Hertz. The album also features a song by the same name. However, though the whale has become more and more popular, today it likely continues its journey alone.
Vocabulary Review.
Creature. Many strange and beautiful creatures live in complete darkness at the bottom of the ocean. Recognize. I recognize that man over there. He was a teacher at the high school I went to. Remain. The manager often remains silent until the other workers have finished talking. Species. Scientists have found a new species of monkey living in the jungles of Africa. Mystery. Nobody knows who stole the money from the bank. It's a mystery. Famed. The famed British author, Arthur Conan Doyle, used to live in this house.